Welcome to Shomach Shalom. The Daf Shir sponsor Lo Yinishmas Har Yaakov Shalom and Leah Bas Yitzchok. We're holding in Tiny Daf Lamed Aleph, the last Daf of the Masechta. The Gemara concludes with what's brought down at the end of the Mishnah that the Bnei Yerushalayim in the days of Yom Kippur and Tu B'Av they would go v'chalos b'kromim. They would dance in the vineyards and they would tell the boys to come and marry them. And this is a very strange scene, especially for Yom Kippur. What are we doing over here? What's going on? What's the message that's happening over here with Bnei Yerushalayim dancing in the vineyards? So I want to share in this shir something which is melukat, which is combined from a few ideas brought down in a few svarim. The pasuk in Yirmiyah says, "Hineni oisa chadasha baretz." Kadosh Baruch Hu says, "I'll make something new in the land." Nekevo tesoyiv gover. A female will surround the man. Rashi brings that in this world, the one who goes after who? The man goes after the woman. He tries to persuade the woman. But lasi lavoi, the woman will go after the man. What does this mean? So it's brought down, the idea is that in general, man and woman represent a Kadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael. In this world, the Nekeva, the female, is not on the same level of the male. Meaning, Am Yisrael is not on the level of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're receiving from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're mekapling from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But they're not able to be completely in the same level. So as the Gemara says, the man goes after a woman like an owner goes after his Aveda, because he is the owner and he the Aveda what belongs to him. But Lasid Lavoi, Am Yisrael, the Nekeva, will elevate to such a higher madrego that they will be equal, or in a sense, even more than the Mashpia. There will be a pchina that the revelation of Am Yisrael will be greater than what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is revealing here in the world. And this is represented with Nekevo Tesoiviv Gover. The female surrounds the man. And this is brought down in many Sifrim Kubalim, that when we talk about L'Asid Lavoi, the Dargo of the Nekevo, of the female, being greater and bigger, that's all included in the Keva to serve Gover. And this also belongs to the fact that the Levana, the moon, who is the receiver from the sun, will be also greater, Lo Asid Lavoi, and will be in the same light of the sun, because the Mikabel will grow to be like the Noisen, like the Mashpia. This is, by the way, the reason the Minug in the Chuppah is that when the Chassan stands in the Chuppah, the Kala comes and surrounds him seven times. That's besoid nekevo to soiv gover. Every time we have a marriage, we have a build-up to get to the geula. So we have the pchina of the geula, what's going to be lasid lavoi, that a female surrounding the man, they are in that level. And as I heard from Adam Chashuv, that this is the reason that as we go through the generations, as we get closer to the time of Mashiach, the status of a female in the world is getting more and more equal to a male. Because that's where we're going to. We're going to Nekevo to Soiviv Gover. Now, as we mentioned in the Shir and Dav Chavav, Rabbi Tzadik HaKohen explains that the idea of Tu B'Av is the time where we come to the full completion. The Beis HaMikdash will be built, that we were going to get to the full redemption. And Rabbi Tzadik's Miram is that this process starts in Yom Kippur. Why? Because Am Yisrael lost their status even as a Nekeva when they lost the Luchos. But when they had Yom Kippur, Yom Slicha VeKapara, they had a time where they were able to rebuild themselves as the Mekabel, as the Nekeva. That was the beginning of the process of what Am Yisrael is doing. We're starting here in Yom Kippur, the new Mahalach, which eventually will get to the full fruition of the Nekeva in the height of the Zohar. This is the Mahalach of Yom Kippur that brings the Tu B'Av, the beginning of Slicha V'Kapara, that brings the building Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi B'Meher B'Yameinu. So you mail it, as brought down in many Sfarim, Reb Tzadik is Miramis to it. That's why in Yom Kippurim and in Tu B'Av, what do we have? We have the Bnois Yisrael, the female of Am Yisrael, going in Chalois Bakramim. They're going, they're surrounding the vineyards. They're doing tesoiviv. And what are they doing tesoiviv gover? They're telling the boys, come marry me. As Rashi points out, not the way that usually is that a man runs after a woman to get married. But the woman is running after a man and telling him, please marry me. Because we have your remez of loset lovoi. We have your nekevo tesoiviv gover. That's the choylus bakrovim. She is doing a dance in a circle as nekev tesoiviv, and she's running after the man. That's mamish the ba'abua, the example of what's going to happen, loset lovoi, the nekevo tesoiviv gover. We have a remez to that, what happens in Yom Kippur and in Tu B'Av. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.